you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
What's going on, Skanks? We're so excited to announce that the Legion of Skanks is going out together for the first time ever. Starting this summer, August 10th, 11th, and 12th, we're doing a run of theater shows starting in Hampton Beach, New Hampshire, Boston, Massachusetts, and at the Foxwoods Casino and Resort. Tickets are on sale now at BigJComedy.com or at LewisOfSkanks.com.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
When you hear that bomb blast, get a shot glass. Listen to the podcast, it's all up in your bomb cast. Big J kills them like O.J. Simpson. A quit, if the fingerless glove don't fit. Get break quick by that big dick, Dave Smith. He all up in your ribs while he talking politics. Or get bit when you rattle by that Puerto Rican snake. They natural born killers, Legion of Skanks.
Walk on down the
What's up, everybody? It is Legion of Skanks. Bobby, am I a little bit low? Turn me up if you could in the headphones, perhaps. Turn my levels up. I'm Big J Okerson, everybody. This is Legion of Skanks coming to you live from the Stan Comedy Club. We are down one skank today, but we do, of course, thank God, have Davey Smith.
What's up? How is everybody?
Lou, the Puerto Rican rattlesnake is rattlesnaking around Puerto Rico, I think.
Did he return home?
Huh?
Did he return home?
He is. He's running with his flock.
Yeah.
If you find the people he's there with and you go, where's Lewis? They go, in the trees.
Yeah.
We have two amazing guests sitting in with us today to make up for the loss of the rattlesnake. And everybody, you know him and love him. How about for the hilarious Mike Vecchione?
Yay. Thank you, Skanks.
Eric Skanks also, okay?
Yeah.
The legion of them?
They're a legion of them. Yeah, a legion of the skanks. And everybody over there just crushing. I'm getting worried about them. Crushing Stella Artois Zeros.
Yeah, dude, they're in the game now. It's a problem.
You brought them from home, which is the weirdest part.
Yeah, so well.
In a cooler pack.
You can't count on a bar to have them.
Yeah, we're going to come here and have fucking O'Doul's.
I like that you still have, like, your dad died when you were young, but you still have alcoholic behavior with non-alcoholic beer.
Yeah.
I brought a little Rhodes soda with me. No big deal.
Okay, why's he got a better intro?
What do you mean?
Just kidding. Because your father's an alcoholic? My dad was pretty fucked up too, man.
Oh, gambling doesn't count.
Dare. Gambling.
Go to DraftKings.com and get the Mike's Dad special.
Mike Vecchione, your dad restored my faith in old Italian gindaloons. When I went over to that house, he was the best. Mike's dad was doing everything Italian you could do. When I walked in, he was wearing a very loose, dirty tank top with his nips coming out on either side. I mean, throwing a veal meatball around back and forth. So this thing was a perfect circle. Oh, he made food all day? It was the best. Not like your piece of shit father, Dan, who didn't love you and then died against to leave you.
Or who could drive pretty good after a lot of drinks.
Crushing big tit stewardesses. Everybody, it's the hilarious Dan Soder in the house.
Lewis is off sunning.
He is off sunning. Absolutely.
Do his pictures drive you nuts when you have to do a show and you just see him next to the pool?
Oh, I don't follow Lewis on social media. I can't. We couldn't have possibly stayed friends.
My new thing, I like his new, is his serious pictures with his chick.
Oh.
Like a serious, like.
No.
Yeah. They're mugging for the camera, for sure.
Bring them up.
Oh, we can probably bring them up for sure.
It's pretty hilarious. Can I see Lewis be serious with his lady?
Yeah, more it's that. Or my favorite is the Lewis puffing a joint a lot into a camera and blowing the smoke into the camera. Like he's a SoundCloud rapper.
more. Here we go.
Get it in me.
Yeah, bring it up.
Lewis, it takes courage for Lewis to miss an episode of Legion of Skanks because he knows
it'll be 10 seconds before we're just trashing him
for most of the episode.
I think every time I've done it without Lewis, that's how it opens.
It's impossible not to. You're just like, yeah, Lewis isn't here this week, and then we all look at each other, and we're like, should we start?
I don't know. Put a picture up. We'll start barking at it.
Was Lewis's parting wish that we would have Dan sit in a chair and then underneath him have framed the word secret Hitler? Because that's odd. What is secret Hitler?
It's a game.
The board game?
That's why I'm here to here to plug.
Yeah, Dan, why would you answer so fast? Wait, because it's a game. It's a hard game, but a good game. Wait,
it's a game that pure Aryan warriors play. To find out who's the Fuhrer.
It's a game of good intentions.
Yeah.
Was this a game that like they played in Germany, or is this like an American game where like...
Let's find out.
Let's move
the Super Friends.
I like that you won't just knock them off.
Well, they're already retarded, Jay.
Be careful.
This game sucks.
Oh, he just landed in Auschwitz.
That one just can't hear.
Yeah, he's deaf.
A solid one. I'm having a good episode.
You got to roll snake eyes to get out of Auschwitz.
Oh, back to the showers.
All right, well, what's on the cover right there is a Luger,
the number one most anticipated part.
Dan, you read German?
Yeah. Yeah. Go, Jay. What do you think all my writings are in?
That's why you're not worried about your book getting stolen, your joke book.
Yeah. I go, watch, take a look at that. Yeah, you don't understand. Secret Hitler is a dramatic game of political intrigue and betrayal set in 1930s Germany. Players are secretly...
Oh, the good time before the, calm before the storm.
Yeah. Players are divided into two teams, liberals and fascists. Known only to each other, the fascists coordinate to sow distrust and install their cold-blooded leader. The liberals must find and stop the secret Hitler before it's too late. All right, there you go. That wasn't
so
a good
So you just
pitch.
Have to, you're just a you're secret just looking, fascist and you have to just undermine the liberals the whole game?
That does sound fun.
Yeah.
I mean, I really want to fucking play.
Everyone's like, oh, this sucks. Then we get a text later. Dave's like, do you want to come over and play Secret Hitler?
I just, Dan, I've been reading these instructions and I think I've been playing Secret Hitler for 15 years.
I've been.
Do you think when you win, you have to like have like actual say out loud? It goes, I'm the Secret Hitler.
Yeah. You have to salute.
Sig Heil.
Yeah, that's what it's called. Thank you, Mike.
You guys came on a very special day, and we very purposefully booked you guys together because, it's Black History Month over here at Legion of Skanks.
Yeah, and we're common law husbands. We haven't gotten divorced yet. We lived together for 10 years.
Which is pretty black. Okay. I guess it's also pretty white trash. This crowd's like, common law, I get it. We have always a Legion of Skanks tribute to Black History Month. Bobby, do you want to roll that?
Boy.
Mm-hmm. Bobby.
Black History Month is an annual observance of Black excellence. In honor of Black excellence, the Legion of Skanks would like to celebrate history's greatest achievements in cultural appropriation. Today, we honor Michael David Rappaport.
A.K.A. the inflamed Ashkenazi. A.K.A. the disruptive warrior. A.K.A. the gringo man dingo.
Born March 20th, 1970, in New York City. Despite Michael's Jewish upbringing on the Upper East Side of Manhattan, he's been able to portray himself as a certified gangster from the streets.
A cracker is the type of motherfucker, type of fucking painty white cracker motherfucker like this.
What are you talking about?
I want to punch you in your motherfucking face.
With his use of urban slang,
she's not fucking with you anymore, homie.
Ethnic dialect.
Like, yo, just put on that big beat. He was rocking on that big beat on one of those cyphers and spit your rhymes.
Yeah.
That's it.
And robust commentary on the culture.
If this was black people, there would be decently dead bodies.
Rappaport seamlessly wove himself into the fabric of the black community. We here at Legion of Skanks acknowledge you, Michael Rappaport, as the oldest wigger still wigging.
Damn.
Man, Wigger does age weird, doesn't it?
You guys are going to get Ari slapped again.
Yeah, that should have been like, this was paid for by Ari Shaffir.
Ari Shaffir supports this message. Dude, it was so funny because right after Ari got slapped by Rappaport, I walked out. This is when I was living up the street, and I walked outside, and he's on his phone, and he's doing like the, man, you don't get it, dude. I'm from the, and I walked in.
Oh, Michael Rappaport.
Yeah. And I was like, oh, hey, Michael Rappaport. And he's like, doing his thing.
That's what I thought when I saw. He's Michael Rappaporting.
Yeah, he's Rappaporting right in these streets.
He's freestyling, waiting for his set.
Oh, and then I walked into the stand and I was like, hey, do you think Michael Rappaport just walks around yelling at shit? Because I just saw him up the street and someone was like, he just slapped Ari. that was him being mad after the Ari.
He slapped the shit out of our precious Ari.
Really? Twice.
At twice. Ari.
Wait, was it part of his act?
Yeah. Ari's like, I'm going to get slapped now.
Ari didn't do anything about it. And then a month later, Will Smith slapped Chris Rock. And you know Ari must have been like, that takes a lot of heat off me.
Yeah.
Like, that's pretty sweet.
Because he's like,
happened.
Chris Rock also did nothing about it.
Went, oh, okay.
Oh, is that the new thing? Oh, sitting and doing nothing is the new sticking up for yourself? Ari also, and the thing, gave him like a nanny boo-boo. Like, while he was getting hit, he goes like, doesn't even hurt, you're old. And then he hit him again, and he's like, yeah, it doesn't even hurt. I'm like, it still looks bad.
I'm eating all of it.
The optics are still, you're getting slapped in the face.
Also, it's funny, Ari being like, you're old. It's like, yeah, Ari, you're pretty old too, dude. This is one of those old man fights from World Star.
Ari, he's 6 months older than you. You were in the same grade.
The oldest living wigger, Michael Rappaport.
Nah, there's older ones. Go to a Detroit Lions game. I'm fucking serious.
How about, where's Danny Hawk? Whatever happened to Danny Hawk? Remember that?
I don't know, but there was a lot of... Man, it was a lot of, I heard a couple girl out of some older white dudes in Detroit.
Really?
When we were out at the bar.
Older white dudes?
I'm telling you, man. That's
bizarre.
That's the wig capital of the United States.
Detroit?
Yeah,
dude. Eminem and Kid Rock are their leaders.
Yeah.
That is true. The best thing they've ever produced is wiggers.
Eight Mile.
Their chief export is wiggers.
They stopped making cars.
Yeah.
What do you want?
We got black guys. We got white guys that act like black guys. You like those? Instead of dependable automobiles?
Fucking. No. Yeah. If you look up where Danny Hawk is, do you remember Danny Hawk? He would do like one-man shows. He was America's favorite wigger for a minute. I think he's the pretty fly for a white guy video kid.
Damn, dude, that's a tough road to go down for the rest of your life. You're like, this is just what I'm going to do.
I think he was one of whatchamacallit's.
You ever
friends.
Met a reformed wig? Like when they come out of it?
They're never the same. It's like a heroin addict who gets clean. Like they're really never quite right.
You see the scars.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, they're living a life, you know? Like they're,
yeah, where they go like this, and they go, ha-ha, what? How are you doing?
You almost like... But you have to like have the expectations of them of like someone who's like got out after like a 15-year jail sentence. So you're like, you got a job at the grocery store? That's incredible. All right. He's so like, you're like,
yeah, my manager Chase was supposed to give me Saturday off, but he's tripping. Sorry. He's acting a fool. Damn, I keep slipping.
I'm hearing a lot of older people now try to talk with like current slang. It throws me off. Like the stuff that I think I'm too old for.
Yeah.
I was wearing actually this.
Yeah, you should not adapt new slang past like 30, 35, something like there. You just have to go with the slang that was the slang when you were a kid.
Hey, what you're saying is fire right now.
Yeah, I see what it means. Feels like a teacher's mocking you.
It's so fire right now. I'd never throw shade at that.
Dude, you hanging out with Pete Davidson and just having to use the same terms as him?
Yo, say stuff I say.
No, say it's L.
Mike's new special is coming out. It's going to be Mad Liddy.
It's dope. 35 is the proper cutoff.
Yeah. Just you can't pretend anymore. You just got to settle. Like, I'm very comfortable just settling into my 90s slang, and I'm going to ride with this until it makes no sense at all to anybody.
Do you think when you're a wig coming out of it, you have to have, like, a party, like a celebration, a coming out party? you go, all right, everyone gather around. Here it comes. Thank you. I'm back. And then everyone's like, yeah, he's fucking crazy. Back.
Everyone comes and stands around. He opens a box of like a pair of pants that fits.
Yeah, pleated slacks.
I knew this this chick. I went to like middle school and high school with her. And she was like a Jewish girl who was like a totally like just a Jewish white girl.
Yeah.
And then like started dating thugs and started pretending to be like a thug. Like she started talking with a Puerto Rican accent and shit. Yeah. Like we all made fun of her at the time.
Yeah.
And then she came out to a show that I was doing. This is probably already like 8-9 years ago or something like that. But she came out to a show and now we're adults. And she's still speaks with like this Puerto Rican accent. And she has the tattoos and everything. And it really like this moment where I was like, she is really that now.
Yeah. Like, dress this for is the job you want.
Yeah, like, yeah. She really, like, she's not doing an act anymore.
No. She really did. Like, she really
no,
did.
Dave, I'm actually on her side. I'm actually on her side. She thought it and manifested it and became it. You're the one who's wrong. You're out of line. Big government is great.
Vecchione respects commitment to character.
Well, there was something about it that
Big
I kind of did.
Government rules. Do you know what rips government? In all of its forms and powers?
But she was, did she have kids? Like, did she have to explain that to her kids why she talks like that?
I mean, she had been pretending to be Puerto Rican for so long, she almost certainly had kids.
I don't know. I don't remember asking, but I have to imagine a whole litter of them.
Was that God's punishment where he was like, well, you want to act like one, now you got to be like one?
Yeah.
Are they little rattlesnakes?
Okay. The tiniest of rattlesnakes.
So now that you mention it, one of them kept calling me doggy.
Remember Lewis just started saying doggy one day?
Dude, all of his stiff, I'm telling you, man, I've watched him work. All of his stuff just sticks. Yeah. Back in the day during You Know What, Dude, he was like, yeah, my fans are my Gomites. I just call them the Gomites. And then they became the Gomites.
Yes.
There were no Gomites at the time. He had no fans. Zero. He manifested Gomites into reality.
Yeah. Without saying too much, Josh Adam Myers made me laugh so hard this weekend when he called Natalie Cuomo's fans Quomites.
the Quomites.
All right, guys, real quick, let's talk about one of our amazing sponsors over here at Legion of Skanks. Of course, that is Yo Kratom, everybody. Yo Kratom has been with us for so long, and they still rock those $60 kilos, dude.
Prices on everything have risen, except for Yo Kratom $60 kilos.
It's still one full kilo for $60. My rent's gone up so much, Dave. my kilo of Kratom budget, still the same. All through COVID and everything. And Yo Kratom, as you know, sponsors so many things over here at Gas Digital, all things Gas Digital, a marquee sponsor for Skankfest. They're absolutely amazing. High-quality, lab-tested Kratom at fantastic prices. Nobody else is going to give you a $60 kilo except for Yo Kratom. So once again, YoKratom.com, home of the $60 kilo. Check them out right now. All right, let's get back into it.
Do we have the serious picture of Lewis? Did you find it?
The what?
They're set to private.
They're not private. They're for
close friends only.
So don't.
All right, I don't want to put up. But do you have his nudes? We should put up his nudes.
Put up his tasteful nudes. Yeah, don't do that.
His nudes he sends for the holidays, though.
Or maybe we can ask Lewis himself. Don't we have Lewis on
via satellite?
Via satellite. Maybe I'll ask Lewis if he wants to. Oh, hey. Hey, doggies. Yo, don't show my chick. People are going to know. Why am I so sweaty? Call me right on my jock.
How's the island, Lewis?
Oh, it's great. I'm here with James, probably, and that weird aunt that never seems to move. What are you guys doing? Roiland.
They really did pick the sweatiest photo of Lewis to use.
Yeah, dude, I'm always sweating. I'm thinking hard.
Serious workout face.
You know the thing about this? His eyes follow you at any part of the room that you're going to, just like Jesus.
Like an old spooky painting.
An old Mike, I always thought that was one of the fun facts about Mike Vecchione. Told me the more grisly and violent the statue, the more warm and happy it makes him feel when he goes... I was like, how could you have that stuff in your room where it's like Jesus looking at you? Like, why did you let this happen to me? Why are you a sinner? And his blood. Mike's like, I want to see that right when I close my eyes. Like, the last thing.
Yeah, he's got haunting statues on his wall.
Yeah. It's called Catholicism, guys.
Dude, if...
I hear it's pretty big.
If Vecchione would have, like, cleaned out a mall with an AR-15, his room looked like it.
For sure.
White erase board and a lot of "forgive me for what I'm about to do" statues.
You're gonna find his spiral notebooks of reasons.
Yeah. Well, like, I thought he was up late because he was insomnia. It turns out he's just writing a bunch of these Mead notebooks.
Women are men are women. The world's upside down. They need to pay.
Well, I would have done it for your sins. So
it's pretty cool, dude.
We have some fun stuff we could do today. What is the... Did you guys tell me about this, the Prince of Porn?
It's a game.
Yeah, do you want to explain what the game would be? Is this your idea, Paco?
Paco, man, I like Paco your
goes,
pants.
Paco goes, oh, yeah. Uh-oh, here comes Paco.
The prince of porn? Do we have to break up into groups and fuck each other and then winner fucks winner?
Yeah. It's a bracket system is what I'm guessing. Paco, when you talk on the microphone, could you please be hammer dancing back and forth across the front of the stage?
Yeah, you're dressed like the guy at the resort that tries to fuck your girlfriend.
Yeah. I like to let it swing, and I teach the old things volleyball.
I notice Mr. Frank is tense.
The Prince of Porn game is basically we're going to show you two genres. You guys are split up into two teams, the skanks and the guests. We're going to show you two genres, and you guys just have to guess which was searched more in the year 2022 worldwide.
Worldwide?
Wow. Can we be called, instead of the guests, the 2555 boys?
Yeah, 2555, dude. Wow. Shout out 2555 31st Street.
I didn't realize there was
that's the dojo for 15 years.
Thank God no one else. Yeah, whoever lives there now, welcome to people bothering you a bunch.
Hey, whatever. Anthony should have fixed the kitchen.
Somebody, yeah, hey guys, keep knock on the door. Skanks fans, knock on the door and tell them, like, do you know who lived here before?
Louis J. Gomez.
Just for people who know, a lot of comedians were roommates with other comedians at a time. Dan and Mike were roommates for way past when they needed to be.
They both made enough money to live on their own. They just chose to live together.
I thought it was pretty cool.
Yeah.
I enjoyed Mike as a roommate. We had pizzas on Sunday. When you eat
you guys
like
had a speed
person.
Bump in your kitchen floor.
Yeah.
I tripped on it 100% of the times I was at your place. Dan, and you guys made it seem like I was weird. He goes, hey, you don't know about the speed bump yet.
Yeah. Dan should have slowed down in the kitchen.
Dan had to propose to his chick by saying, will you be the third roommate?
Yeah.
And she was like, we're not doing any of this.
We have to leave.
Dan had to kiss his girlfriend for the first time underneath the Intercontinental Championship belt. It's living room decorations. You needed a girlfriend, Dan. I'm so happy for you.
It was actually a winged eagle. It was the heavyweight championship. So,
dude, the first time I went to Dan's place, he had displayed belts.
Yeah, so the first time you went to Dan's place, though, you were like, 25, and you were like, this is awesome, dude. This is such a cool setup. And then the last time you went, you were like, you're on a very popular TV show. What are we doing here?
I stayed there for 15 years, and my landlord would walk through me because I didn't grow up with a dad. So I would just be like, hey, Anthony, can you fix the kitchen? He's like, yeah, maybe. I'd be like, awesome. Thanks.
He's like, it disappoints me that you ask me that, son.
Hey, Dan, I saw you throw the other day. Yeesh, you got a pussy. And then I'd be like, I'm sorry, Anthony. You're right. We should have a lump in our kitchen.
I have to point out to give him his kudos. He just got a laugh in the room and didn't know. Josh Adam Myers is here from the
Josh Adam Myers.
Before you get excited and think I talked about more than you think I talked about, I just said that you named Natalie Cuomo fans the Cuomites, which made it got a big laugh in the room.
Also, go to time code 10:40.
No.
But do.
That is the audible fart. If you know, you know. It's okay. The Prince of Porn game, so. Well, more questions correctly gets the girl. Okay, we'll take on the 25555 boys.
So we're just watching.
Say the rules again. It was trending in 2020.
No, so we're going to give you.
Can this time you say it in Indiana Jones' little Asian friend's voice?
So we're going to do
short round?
Oh, you're going to do short round?
So basically, we're going to say something, for example, like hentai and small tits.
Which was searched more?
Okay. Yeah.
Searched more.
Okay,
so which was searched more in 2022? That's the latest available data you could get?
Dave.
All right.
You got the right partner on this one, buddy.
Yeah, this feels unbelievably rigged.
Well, on the left is Dan's search for sure.
Yep. Solid.
So which was viewed more in 2022? So big tits or big ass?
2022. All right, you got to remember, America's coming off the lockdowns.
Yeah.
It was an ass time.
You're gonna go ass. Okay.
I think there's more men than tit men.
Can I talk? I agree with you, but can I bring this to a thing?
Jay, we're just gonna defer to you because this is your field.
No, but you hear me out. If I might agree with you. My thought would be the ass is slowly turning around. People aren't the long high ass is coming back.
So you think ass peaked, like as if it was a stock, you'd be selling.
And I think people were starting to get back into the big jugs again, the big gnats, if you will. Thank you, Dan. My thing would, I would say tits would be my guess. I know I'm going against it. I think the obvious answer is big ass, but I think surprisingly it's going to be big tits.
Oh, you're such a contrarian.
Yeah, so you're both going to be guessing on this, so you guys can debate with each other.
Well, so yeah, we could.
Oh, we both guess.
What's the conclusion?
No, as a team, you guess one, and they would guess as well. The 255.
I mean, I'll go tits with you. I feel like Ass going to be the winner, but we go tits. So I'll agree to go with you. So if we get it right, I get the credit for agreeing to go with you. Mm-hmm. And if we get it wrong, it's all your fault.
Right. And the next time, we just blindly go with you. That's the way. Me and Dave live in, we believe in balance. Equal blame. You guys, what do you think?
This feels like a question that Maxim would ask if they were still hiring.
What was the other one? FHM? Those magazines did suck dick. I used to buy them to be like,
whoa, they were pretty cool.
No. I'd be on a news trying to act like it's not for like, I don't give a shit about bikini pictures. I just want to read the top 10 neck pillows.
I got them for the free cologne.
Just rubbing just rubbing stamp ink all over yourself.
Yeah. Becky, you're getting pussy from fucking FHM pages.
Hey, Dan, I'm going to go, I have to say, big asses.
Don't touch me while we talk about this.
I want to feel close.
We lived together 10 years, but we didn't do gay shit. Don't touch me.
Well, now we're all starting to wonder. You see how natural that was, the way he just went for you?
That was a
Did you notice how I gave up?
My boy.
Do you know I gave up the nape of my neck? Did you see me react naturally?
I'm going to go big asses just because the ass implant thing is so big now. Breast implants have been around forever, but the ass implant culture is, I think, peaked in 2022.
Big business in Brazil.
Yeah.
Big business.
What do you think, Dan?
Is this worldwide or just in America?
Worldwide.
I'm going ass, dude. Upon that, asking that question, I'm going ass. Team 2555 boys are ass.
Yeah, no one's searching big tits in Africa.
Yeah.
And the answer
great
is...
point.
Big ass.
2555 forever!
Yeah, dude. Thick hips, dude. I've listened to what he's jerked off to. I know this man.
Yeah.
I know how
he operates. You can tell by the button clicks when he's looking up.
Yeah. I can feel the ground.
Yeah, he goes six clicks, big ass.
Yeah.
Come on, Jay.
Feel the ground.
You screwed us over on that one, man. This is your thing. It's like porn knowledge, cheesesteaks.
Now, you guys are hustling.
Crowd work. Like, what else?
You guys are bad pool hustlers. I know what you're doing. You're walking me into a trap.
The next one is Indian versus Black.
David's not a doubt Indian.
I'll tell you,
Indian.
It's Indian. There's like a billion of them. It's got to be Indian.
This looks like the worst call at a call center. You're like, guys, we got to get several managers involved.
Yeah, she's like, I don't know. I did not rent that movie.
Or how's he gonna
y'all charging me for it?
I cannot, but I cannot help you right now. I cannot help you.
Ooh, damn, daddy, damn. Anyway, why would I rent Jumanji with Kevin Hart?
I cannot help you right now. Stop yelling at me.
Oh, ew, ooh.
All right, we went Indian.
You're knocking back my dookie balls.
Dude, happy Black History Month. We're going black. I'm making the call.
Let's go Indian. Let's go Indian.
Whoa, what's
Indian
this?
Worldwide.
You're being a little too Italian right now, Mike.
Mike, maybe Indians are super into black shit.
There are a lot of black people. Yeah. I mean,
don't try to talk us out of the right answer.
I think mostly white people look up black.
But look, this question has set us as a trick, Dan. I'm a professional test taker. And this guy looks so innocent, so they don't want us to choose him. They want us to choose this hot picture.
Do you think
Paco,
all that thought
it's Paco setting us up?
I don't think he looks particularly innocent. He looks ugly.
Yeah.
He looks like a serial killer.
He looks like he might have touched a kid, and he's guilty, but he still did it.
If you're the dad and you get in the courtroom, you're like, let me talk to him. It's one of those.
It should be 5 minutes alone with this guy.
Sir, I'm sticking with black.
All right, let's go black.
And the correct answer is... Indian.
We're back in the game, Jay.
The score is 1-1.
Oh, no.
What is this best out of?
A 5.
Ooh, that actually seems like a lot.
No, we got this, dude.
So it's 3 out of 5?
This feels like
The next one is anal versus cream pie. What got searched more?
I think we're going to need to see the videos.
You guys discuss first.
We're going to need to see the videos, too.
Can we throw
we need more information.
Throw the video?
On the first one, at least.
I like that this is like Hot Ones, but with porn. You just keep making it spicier.
I mean, that cream pie on the right is the most incredible cream pie I've ever seen. It looks like he's just coming into her pussy.
That's called the linguine and clams.
It Dave. Looks like...
If I may be so bold, I have to take charge, Dave.
Someone's got to get this show under order.
It also looks like it could be a level on Mario Kart. You drive up it. Oh, you're going up Cum Bridge.
it's like a red shell. It's heat seeking. It doesn't even matter if you come toward the floor. It'll find.
She's impressed. Look at her face. That's general amazement.
Oh, so good. So much a sauce coming out of my pussy.
Girl on the left looks like you woke her up and she was like, "You stinker, what are you doing?"
She's like, that's my butthole.
Oh my God.
Youch.
I'm going to go anal because I think it also covers man on man. So you're really.
Ooh,
holy
good
shit,
dimension,
that was a
Dan.
Genius pick. Is gay porn included in this?
It could be. It's
just worldwide,
porn.
World, David.
Worldwide, whole fucking dude.
I'm going to agree with.
Guys, girls, whatever else you got.
I think, Dave, I think the answer might be anal, but I would be willing to go cream pie because people really do like cream pie. But I don't get it.
The viscosity of that cum is incredible. Someone's booing cream pie. Fuck that. What are you doing?
Are they booing cream pie or booing Jay not getting it?
Right.
Probably me not getting it.
Oh, yes. Yeah. No, I probably should have. I was dumb for thinking it was the other one.
I like to see the work. You know what I mean? I like to see a girl get really hosed down.
Yeah.
So I'm not. But so that's why I would say anal. But cream pie is popular. But the gay argument was good.
I mean, the gay argument really threw me for a loop.
We could say anal, and now we're tied.
You could be gay and cream pie.
Huh?
You could be gay and cream pie.
Bobby
okay,
Hutch.
Bobby.
Wow.
Damn. Bobby, say that.
I've never been more convinced that Bobby watches gay porn.
Bobby,
who would have even thought to say that? excuse me.
They didn't hear him.
Anal gay cream pie is a very popular category.
Gay cream pie. Sorry, Bobby, what happened to you in college? I know you weren't Phi Kappa Alpha.
All right, let's for the sake of competition, Jay.
Cream
let's
pie
go.
Because
let's
I think
go
Bobby wants to have a family. Yeah.
What do you think? Come on, let's fucking roll the dice. Let's try to win this thing.
I think we're giving away a point here.
All right, it's up to
okay,
you.
Okay, all right. Fuck. All right, it's cream pie. We'll go cream pie.
And the most searched out of these two was anal.
Yeah.
Anal. So they are at match point right now.
Yeah, you're showing all chicks there, but we all know why they won.
It's why the bathhouse industry was a million-dollar industry for years.
Let us pick first time. Keep it interesting.
The next one is trans versus lesbian scissoring.
100% trans.
That's not even a debate. Yeah. I wouldn't even say lesbian scissoring worldwide.
Right. It wasn't even trans
killed in Iran for that.
You didn't even go trans versus lesbian.
No.
You gave me a subgroup
scissoring.
Of
they
lesbian.
Went more specific. More specific is always better. And in their defense, these girls look like they're having a lot of fun.
Oh, my God.
I mean, they're really selling it.
It looks like their pussies really are French kissing.
Almost, or it looks like they're pain and they're stuck together, like they put super glue on their pussies.
Yeah. And someone put too long cucumber between them.
Yeah, it's like a Dennis the Menace caper.
It looks like they both accidentally got cut by scissors. If you look at their faces. If you look at their faces closely.
Ow! Son of a bitch! It was pointed the wrong way in the drawer.
These are supposed to be safety scissors.
What is it? I just literally saw someone walk by in the hallway, and I always just think, like, what you want to say to them as they just look in, and you're like, what? Three beautiful women. What's the problem?
That's all
we're looking at here.
Dave, it's written right up there. Trans versus lesbian scissoring. It speaks for itself.
There's no way any of us can take lesbian scissoring thinking that we're going to be right.
Well, we're saying trans, so we're going to lose.
Well, we're all going trans. No, we can still catch up now. We can still time on the next one.
This is match point. There's only five.
The Skanks pick trans, and you guys are
so then do we have to just pick lesbian scissoring?
We pick trans first.
Oh, right.
Yeah. We know it's not going to be lesbian scissoring.
We could pick trans.
This is bullshit.
Let's lock these guys out.
This is fucking
trans.
Bullshit.
You can fucking defeat us in front of our own audience and make us feel real pieces of shit right now.
Yeah, maybe put someone over in front of your home crowd. Heaven forbid.
Why don't you guys pick trans then and just get the win?
No. All right, what is it?
Trans was searched more than lesbian scissoring.
Wow.
That was a fucking horrible round.
Yeah, that was stupid.
Lesbian scissoring? Damn.
If you had at least just made it lesbian.
Even trans versus anal would have been like a hell of a battle.
This is bullshit, dude.
Trans V anal? Oh, my God.
Lewis is out of town, and this fucking place goes off the goddamn rails.
Damn, what do you think Lewis is thinking about that game? Why don't we find out?
Lewis, you there?
Lewis? Paging Lewis.
So he's calling in from Puerto Rico. Give him a second.
It is fair. They have hamster wheel internet.
Hey, doggy.
Oh, Louis, I see you made some friends while you're in Puerto Rico.
Yeah, these are my hermanos. We hang out here now.
What'd you think of that sick-ass game by the poor me and Dave lost? We didn't defend the skanks well.
God damn it, Jay. Who wrote that? Was that you?
I don't know, but whoever were lesbian scissoring, if I was Louis, I'd have their ass.
Man, I have a big gap in my teeth. Really, don't really notice until you get a situation like this, doggy. James, Baby James, these are your uncles. All of them will teach you a skill.
Well, I'm sure you have to get back to, I don't know, doing roasting a pig or killing a gringo.
I'm in love, Jay. We're making love on the beach.
Oh, that's
so why great. I'm all sweaty.
Oh, you just got back from making love?
Yeah, doggy.
Over and over again?
Cream piner.
Where was the ant?
It connected.
Oh. Yeah, you think you hit the egg?
Ah, I'm mad now. Ah.
The salt water's eroding your
I'm
teeth.
I'm showing my teeth as an aggressive move.
Oh, no. Louis is getting angry.
I got to go, doggy. I'm too fired up.
Louis, angry.
Oh, the dude's packing.
Yeah.
Louis, get away from that man. He has a gun.
All right, so did we lose this game?
Yeah, we did.
Yeah, I mean, we lost by playing it, Dave. This was a squid game of sorts.
That's fine. We have other subjects. Fucking,
Oh, let's not
Richard Belzer died. Mike Vecchione, your eulogy?
But I want to talk about the game a little bit because the game all of a sudden doesn't mean anything.
Well, it did mean something until we got fucking scissoring.
Right.
What a bullshit choice.
No, you didn't get scissoring.
We
you
had
picked
to take
trans. What? You don't have to. You could have picked the same one.
No, but then what?
It's unfair.
Wait, you can pick?
Of course.
Oh, well, then we picked fucking trans. Then let's go. Is there another question?
No, you guys won.
You guys won because you picked trans.
I just wanted to be celebrated a little
How is Secret Hitler a less confusing game than Princess of Porn?
Honestly, I'm just trying to work us back to Secret Hitler. So I swear,
we would have had...
Guys, let's just do a tiebreaker round with Secret Hitler. What do you say?
You guys want to turn off the cameras, get some Secret Hitler in?
If we could go back in time and just play Secret Hitler instead of this game... The fans would have liked it more, and we'd all be a lot happier.
No, who probably didn't like it, though, Dave? Anne Frank. Slap in the face.
She would have
she did all that,
that
writing.
Shit.
She could have been playing board games.
She would have fucking hated that shit.
All right, guys, let's take a quick moment and thank our sponsor for today's show. This is for the responsible adults out there over the age of 21 living in states where Delta 8 is legal.
Yes.
Oh, I knew you were coming.
Did you, though? I felt like you were trucking on without me, dude.
I felt like I was kind of setting it up for you.
No, it's just me and you today. We're doing our thing. We're free, dude.
Yeah, it is nice
we
to
can say whatever
time,
we want.
Little time away from Lewis.
Let's tell people, dude, we're not Nazis. We're not racist or homophobes or any of that.
No, you were just...
Lewis makes us.
I just said you were just outside getting high with a bunch of black dudes. You guys all seem to be getting along.
Oh, no, for sure. But you know, that's not how the narrative's going to go. Hang on a second. I'm getting a call. Is this Louis calling from Puerto Rico? Hey. RockAuto.com, Frankenstein.
Hey, yo, Delta Vampire. I got to tell you, there's there's no video element of the ad reads.
Right.
So I just feel like this whole Lewis bit might fall flat.
I got to tell you something, Dave, and I'm being fucking 100. I'm keeping it 100 with you, as they say. I didn't even consider that when I saved the last Lewis one for this. He will never play for nobody. He was a wasted slide.
It's okay. In your defense, you're very, very high.
Oh,
because at YoDelta.com, you can get vapes and gummies with Delta 8 that does get you high. It's a great price, especially when you use the promo code GAS. You get 25% off your order.
That's respect.
YoDelta.com, the official Delta 8 sponsor of the GAS Digital Network. All right, let's get into the show. And Lewis will be out again. You'll be able to use that thing.
That was a good game. This was crazy. Does anybody know this guy? I feel like I did recognize his face. A guy shot a dude on the subway, and the shooter, was a comic who like hangs here.
What?
What?
Yeah. Wow.
Bring that up. Bring it up, Bobby.
Do we have a video of it?
Or that picture of that cream pie again. Either way.
Bobby, the cream pie would be fine, just like a background, maybe like a thing, yeah.
Is there video of the shooting, or just this is just a video of, like,
yeah, story? I met that dude.
He's on the run. They didn't catch him.
I thought they did. Oh, they didn't? They just identified him?
Yeah.
That's funny. He's going right after me tonight.
That would be crazy if I
guess I'm going to have to stretch.
So he just shot a guy? Did they say why he shot a guy?
They
had a kerfuffle, I think the Post called it.
He was with like a female companion on the train at around 1 a.m.
He
ended up shooting this guy in the stomach and in the arm and running off. They haven't caught him.
The guy lived.
Yeah, the guy lived.
Wait, when did he do it?
It was a couple days ago.
That's pretty January, cool. January, maybe?
Come to the stand. Get a free meal.
Super recently.
Yeah.
Damn, dude, he's been out there for a while.
Before the Super Bowl. Mm. Oh, so we can't say that's what put him over the edge.
Right. My bet is he's in Puerto Rico.
Does anybody know him? Does anybody from our people know this guy?
He's been on a couple shows, not Gas Digital shows, but shows at the network.
Like, oh, man, it'd be great if he had a podcast on Gas Digital. He uploaded his episode yesterday. I mean, he's still podcasting.
Oh, he was on Berg's Base.
He was on what?
Berg's Base.
Oh,
Aaron
really?
Berg's
really?
Podcast.
Wow. Really?
Yeah. Damn, is Aaron Berg going to go down for this too?
He's like, you know what? If you weren't a pussy, you would just go out there and shoot a guy on the subway. That's how I would pledge my allegiance to the pound.
This guy over here is Black Bernie Getz.
Hey.
He shoots people on the subway.
Hey, you're going to love this guy. He shoots people on the subway. At least the guy he shot was
Is that Rachel Feinstein?
Yeah, who that was a female companion, dude. Feinstein.
Rachel's wanted for questioning.
She was like,
but which voice?
Oh, my. This man just tried to attempt to hurt me, and my man shot him in the stomach.
Damn, dude. And he's still on the lam. That's cool as shit.
That is awesome. Damn, dude. A guy who shot someone on the subway knows me. That's pretty neat. That's the guy he shot? What'd he do? Did he say he wasn't funny?
Challenged him to a duel.
Yeah, he was like, dude, I saw you last night at the stand. It wasn't my thing. What motherfucker? He goes, no, I'm sure some people like it, but it's just like, I'm more of like, that's observational. I'm more of like a storyteller. I go, no.
No, please, put it down.
I can't read that at all, Bobby. There we go.
They say, yeah.
The distinctive face covering may have sparked, what are you looking at? Because he's wearing a Rob Zombie skull face thing. Argument, and it escalated into bloodshed. He had two prior arrests for criminal possession of marijuana and fare evasion. That is, those, I'll tell you what, this is a leap into the world of criminal behavior. Because those first two, you have weed and you jumped a turnstile, and I shot a guy twice.
Yeah. Your like rap sheet is not supposed to go from fair beating to murder. There's supposed to be like three levels in between there. Like, steal a car, buddy. Man. Get out there and feel out this life of crime a little.
Do you have footage of him on Berg's Base?
Yeah, let's pull it up. Look for clues.
He's like, I'm gonna shoot a guy on the N train. I'm fucking telling you. I'm close to snapping.
We do earn it. You know what? While somebody looks that up, might as well whack the old GB, gravity bong.
Oh, damn, dude.
Wow.
It looks like you're going to travel through time.
Some people will do it with me. Hang on. Here we go. Oh, wow. Bobby.
I'll do that if you don't want me to talk the rest of the podcast. I could fucking sign up for that.
Oh.
Yeah, Jay.
Wow.
Open your brain. Just heads up, Mike. He has been known to fall before. I just need you.
Dan.
No way, dude.
Dan.
All right,
cool. Yeah! Oh. Damn, dude, you went for it. Green hair guy, do something so much.
Well, it was fun doing this podcast. Oh, shit.
Woo! You have Mumberg's Base yet? Nice.
What were we talking about?
Tom, you want some? Christine, if you want some. What'd you get, dinner? You bitch.
Oh, shit, it's from downstairs.
Yeah, touche.
Especially on a cruise, because there's a lot of Republicans in this country now.
They're all gay, though.
Yeah. Republicans?
They'd be all gay.
Podcast watching the podcast.
Super gay. Super gay.
Someone should shoot those Republicans in the stomach. Maybe one in the arm for good measure.
I'm going to do it.
I believe in face coverings. I believe in the mask mandate.
It's the American flag. That's there it is.
And this is the old racist
American. Has Berg been called in for questioning yet on the location of this man? Do you guys think we should call the cops and let them know that Aaron Berg has a connection to this?
That's wild. You think it's Berg's gun?
He goes, don't worry, I filed off the fucking number.
Don't worry, it's untraceable.
Drop it in the river. Fucking idiot didn't drop it in the river. And the guy didn't die, right?
By the way, the first time I saw the picture, I thought it was Pockets, who that is, who just came in. I would have been banned on that lineup. I would have put an innocent man in jail. Oh, comedian hangs out the stand? That was Pockets, for sure.
Damn, dude.
Light-skinned Pockets.
Fucking shot a guy twice.
Wait, yeah, let's see what he's got to say about it.
I don't think he's talking about it.
No,
I don't think
after.
He did him. Yeah.
No, this is why he was on the run. He goes, hey, guys, I can only hang for a few because I am really in a hurry. that's fucking wild. Wow. Man, so many fucking killers that we have in the audience of the show sometimes. Yeah.
Well, really only a handful.
And yeah, one guy killed his mom, right?
Yeah.
I mean, who hasn't wanted to, you know?
Who hasn't wanted to and had the sweet ass excuse of mental illness
oh,
to do it?
Oh my god. A brain cloud?
You know, Stanhope told I saw him while we were out in LA. And he told me that the kid got in trouble off the podcast we did.
No.
It made me feel really bad. Like, nothing, like, major, but, like, he got, like, disciplined for it or some
Why?
Shit. I don't know. Because he called in, if you remember.
Yeah.
So it's probably frowned upon.
But isn't he allowed to, like, work at a Friendly's for an hour a week or something?
Yeah, wait, the guy called in? The fan that killed his mom?
Yeah.
Yeah, you remember? That's one of my favorite things in the show ever when he goes, I just want to say when you guys... when I was going through all that and just in the lowest times, man, he goes, I was able to still listen to you guys and like laugh a little bit and get through those times. I just want to say, like, I really love you guys. And I went, I think I speak for the whole the group of us when I say, phew, because we know what you'll do when you don't like somebody.
Yeah, anyway, we got him thrown in the hole or something for that. No, he was like on like a kind of temporary like leave type thing.
He was able to go to a job. And then they had to go back to a place, but maybe they took his job away.
Damn, dude. Is that your most infamous fan?
I don't know.
Hmm. Is it? Probably.
If you were putting together a Legion of Skanks heist, which fans would you get?
For a heist?
Well, at least to help us pull something off?
Well, you got your Wengo with this guy that killed his mom. You got the guy willing to
You need
people.
A wheel, man.
Yeah.
You need a safe cracker.
Yeah, you guys should be the first. There he is sitting right behind us, plotting.
Damn, gloves on inside?
What a lunatic,
he looks
right?
Like a young John Hinckley Jr.
Can I say, not the very subject, but Alex, would you hop on stage for a second? Alex, I haven't seen her in a week. She's gotten five times as pregnant. I mean, what the frig?
I love Alex, but I think she's faking it. She's faked her pregnancy.
You think she pulls it out when she gets home and she's like, woo! Yep.
I feel like...
Stop standing right on the edge of the stage like this. You're making me worried for your baby.
Yeah, this is going to be a bad...
I feel like the baby found out it was a Harrington and started binge eating. He goes, oh, I'm fine. I'm absolutely fine. Oh, Alex, how far away are we now?
4 weeks. 4 weeks.
Wow.
Yeah, 4 weeks away.
Maybe.
Yeah.
All right.
You guys have such different people around you. You have guys who killed their mom, and then you have a birth coming.
One in, one out, dude.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah. Circle of life.
That's it. Door closes, the window opens.
Yeah.
We are...
Sorry, you want to party with the six skanks, you got to wait till there's room.
We, as of right now, or as of 3 weeks, our podcast is life neutral.
Yeah.
We've taken one and given one. So... Next move
works.
We're a very fertile bunch because most of us wear very not ball hugging pants, like Paco. You'll notice.
Yeah, you guys get
over there. His nuts are always hanging. They never have that seam up the middle.
I like that you guys do it like a cup check. You're the only podcast that's like, let me see how your nuts are.
Yeah, your nuts better be dragging, dude, or get the fuck out of here. What are you even doing here? What the fuck are you even doing here? Oh, by the way, we have us on the topic sheet here, and I just thought that I watched the dunk contest today. Mac McClurgan something won from the Sixers.
On.
Nice.
Yeah, he's a Sixer. He's a white dude dunking for the Sixers. I thought you
they signed him 2 days before the
Matt McClung.
Matt McClung.
Yeah.
I'll get a jersey, dude. He was awesome. But Karl Malone, because it was in Utah, was the special guest thing. And he's like in the middle of a controversy for like getting a 13-year-old pregnant or something.
He's not in the middle. No, he's not in the middle of the controversy. He's well over the controversy. He hasn't even seen that kid in 20 years.
By the way, that kid played in the NFL.
Yeah.
The kid played offensive line in the NFL for three different teams, including the Eagles.
Interesting. I didn't know that.
Yeah, Demetrius Bell, I think.
Huh. So... basically, the story is like when Karl Malone.
Karl Malone had a.
He was like 20, I think.
I think the mom was 12.
Yeah, but he was 20, and he started hooking up with a 12-year-old.
Started hooking up. You make it sound like they met at a bar.
Well,
he's like, how old are you? 12?
I'm just saying.
It is Utah.
That's true. He started.
No, he wasn't. This was in like Louisiana.
Oh. Utah's a different place.
Utah's just different. You can fucking go wild there.
So he.
Well, he's one of those rare, like, black hillbillies, too. Like, that rare thing. Like, he's a tractor and straw hat guy.
Yeah, and then they had the All-Star game in Utah and brought him out, and everyone was like, oh, yeah, you had a kid with a 12-year-old when you were 20. And he's like,
it was a different time. It was a different time.
John Stockton's into conspiracy theories. I got to get out of here.
John
Stockton had sister wives. Look into that.
Do you think, like, Karl Malone saw this 12-year-old girl, and then John Stockton just, like, pushed her into him? Like, he was always there just setting him up.
I feel like this is going to go place.
They go, John, did you know in the court, John, did you know that she was 12 years old? He goes, no, because I no look past.
But then the kid, I mean, of course that kid got to the NFL. You know how mad you'd be if you're like, my father is forward. She goes, Karl Malone.
Mom's 30.
I'm going to fill you with a life story that will make you furious. And the athletic genes of Karl Malone. So you do with that what you want to do with that. I don't know what the future holds.
If I was Karl Malone, I'd be like, dude, this kid's coming for me. Every day, I'd be like, this kid's fucking coming for me.
High-level athlete. High-level athlete.
Yeah. Oh, my God. A rape baby that turns into a fucking pro athlete?
Was Karl Malone not in his life at all? Was that a thing?
I don't know.
I'm assuming.
That's him?
So a big part of the story,
that's Karl Malone's boy, all right.
People are upset that they had him judge the dunk contest because he apparently never paid child support for this kid at all.
It's so weird because I was pissed off because he was never that great of a dunker. I feel like it should be a high flyer.
You know what?
The dunk contest.
Where's fucking Tracy McGrady?
It's hard.
Yeah. I understand we're in Utah, but
it's hard to say. It's hard to say your child support checks got lost when your nickname was the mailman.
That's score.
J.
There it is.
Where's Lewis? Is Lewis in Puerto Rico? Where's he starting a J chant?
I'm getting him on the line.
I'll get him on the line. I just want to start a J chant.
1 second.
Mm-hmm.
Man, this delay from Puerto Rico is really killing the bit.
Man, I hope his teeth are fixed.
No, it's totally okay. J. Oh, hey, look, it's Donald Trump throwing paper towels to hurricane victims.
Hey, Lewis, how come you have, an eighth of a microphone coming right out of your lip?
Oh, you know, because that's... Yeah! Oh, well, I guess you could hear me and have an eighth of microphone. Or you could not hear me and... Dave, whatever, dude. Check out how cool Donnie T is. Came all the way down here just to bring paper towels to my people.
I think the sweat's starting to be baby oil now at this point. You've stayed the same sheen this entire time.
Four more years. Oh, I just did a bunch of bear crawls for no reason in front of people. Donnie T, everybody.
We miss you, Lewis.
I miss you guys too. Get very emotional.
Is he scouting out locations for the next Skankfest? Mm-hmm. Skankfest Puerto Rico? Not a state, but a territory?
For a second, I thought you were asking if Karl Malone was scouting out locations for Skankfest.
Probably.
We will not be coming to Utah.
Man, that'd be big if you guys brought Karl Malone to Skankfest.
Can I tell you a strange thing about Karl Malone, what he did? Because he showed up to he judged the dunk contest.
Yeah.
And was by far the most critical scorer of the dunk contest.
It came down to him?
He was just the one who would give the lowest on most people, man. It was pretty nuts.
Because that was good...
I was like, don't draw too much attention. Kenny the Jet Smith threw a little fucking shade at him, though. Because in the dunk contest, he was like, oh, I wonder if someone's going to do as a tribute like the mailman dunk.
Yeah.
And Kenny Smith was like, that dunk's corny. The mailman dunk, he kept saying that mailman dunk is corny. And he was sitting there judging the thing. So I bet he's going like, you baby rapist.
Yeah. Really, Karl Malone is nervous about getting into an argument with anyone because they just have that. Where he's like, what are you going to fuck a kid? He's like, okay. All right. We were arguing about a parking spot, miss. But you really, at every time, be like, why don't you go fuck a kid and have a baby and then not pay child support?
Oh, dude, that was the fucking, what was that documentary, that This Place Rules? I watched from the guy who kept saying everyone in Hollywood or everyone in the government's a pedophile. And then the kid was like, actually, well, here's a bunch of files of you being arrested and charged with pedophilia in your life. And he was like, yeah, it's bullshit charges, though.
Has anyone had the balls to say anything to Karl Malone before? That's a giant man. You'd be like, yeah, well, because I think he would say it like this. Yeah, well, you raped a kid. He'd be like, excuse me, what'd you say? And you're like, you fucked a kid.
John Stockton gives him a bunch of opportunities of like, hey, man, you want to talk about it all? What's going on? He's like, nothing. He goes, all right, I'll take that.
Yeah.
No, he probably doesn't talk to anybody about it. What did he say? It's a different time? It wasn't that long ago.
Was it?
Well, Karl Malone, let's see. What is he? He's in his 50s now or something like that?
60s for sure.
60s? All right, yeah. So this is 40 years ago.
Yeah.
It happened. So, all right. Yeah, that's not enough time to rape a kid.
It's not enough time.
Yeah. Sorry.
What were we
I did the
doing,
math. It's still.
What were we doing in Europe?
Yeah, no. No, no. You're looking at 1981. Can't rape a kid in 81. Sorry.
It's just so funny.
64 I'd give to you, damn, but dude, not 81.
Also, just growing up, though, with growing up without a dad, and then your mom's like, did she hide it from him? Or was the whole time she's like, made him watch TV. He was like, that's your dad. He's not calling. Just fueling him up.
Right.
Destroy him.
That's fucking wild. Yeah, but he was out there. And I did feel like the audience was weird with him, for sure. But like, I just thought it was funny. He drew so much attention to himself by always giving a shitty score. And they go, Karl Malone, not feeling the dunks tonight.
Wasn't he, I can't even remember. I did watch it, but wasn't he, was like real salty in the Jordan documentary, right? Like, he was in it, wasn't he in it? And he, like, was fucking.
Was he?
He was like, oh, why are you making a documentary out of Jordan? Fuck that guy.
He, really?
Yeah, like, I can't remember exactly.
It's crazy
what he
to
did,
have
was,
just hot takes, you know, when you fucked a kid.
Yeah, you'd think you would just be like, he's great. Everyone's great. My team was great. His team was great. I'm really happy you guys are here. You guys are great for filming this.
Yeah.
Guys are sweetie pie.
Please let me live out my final few years as
when
a millionaire.
Just don't give interviews.
When he came out with when he came out with Diamond Dallas Page, what a knob he seemed like.
Yeah, dude. High jeans. Those acid wash jeans.
Oh, and then he just like, when he, after he did whatever the diamond cutter, he got up and did like a, like an arms out. Well, you love it. I'm sitting there shitting on it. Dan's like,
I thought it was pretty fucking
rad. Like, he did pretty good, actually.
It was pretty fucking cool. Rodman was an NWO. Everyone needs to chill out.
Except his finishing move, which is fucking a child.
That is true.
He's on the top rope. You know what that means. He's going to fuck a kid.
With a finishing move so powerful, it's only legal in 2 states.
He's got her in the candy drawer.
Oh, dude. Yeah. It's crazy to be like the NBA wanted, obviously in Utah, to have like the best jazz players of all time. But then him just not knowing that, then him coming out being like, oh, you didn't know that?
He's also,
that's how it spread.
He's also clearly the best jazz player of all time. Like, there's really no one.
Yeah. I'm a Greg Hornacek kind of guy.
The crowd didn't laugh enough at that, dude. Greg Hornacek is hilarious looking.
Crusty white
it's
dude.
Jeff.
He was on a Sixers
Jeff. For a while. Fuck, it's Jeff.
That probably.
Well, that's why I didn't get it.
Yeah, it was. It ended up being.
I'll put
your
a cigarette
fault.
Out of my dick. I suck.
Jeff Hornacek, dude. Do you think that guy still got high-level pussy?
Yes.
Bring up a picture of Jeff Hornacek.
Absolutely.
I bet Jeff Hornacek.
In his prime. Bring up a picture of him in his prime basketball.
He was Salt Lake City?
A solid player, and they were a very good team.
Yeah.
In Salt Lake City?
Yeah.
Oh, it was dog piles at his house.
Oh, blonde, blue eyes? Yeah.
Looked like mashed potatoes.
Yeah, those inbred Chihuahua people, they definitely were all over him.
Oh, my God, yeah. That's
up,
Dave.
Guy.
Looks a little like Bruce Campbell, you know?
He's very nerdy looking.
You guys are being real nice.
He's got State Farm insurance looking face.
Yeah. He was guarding Jordan in the finals.
Dude, Jeff Hornacek could play. He was on the Sixers. Yes. I don't hate Jeff Hornacek. He was just
He's
ugly
better looking older.
You would take him as an older man,
yeah,
Michael?
Yeah, as an older man, I would take him as a lover.
You would take him into your arms as a lover?
I think Mike's right. He's better looking for an older dude.
By the way, you're not wrong about that. He is better looking. But I will say this. Why didn't he figure out that look?
Why is there just a picture of Porzingis just there? They're just like, we ran out of white basketball players, so let's just show you this one.
Find out who Mrs. Jeff Hornacek is, and we'll answer this question right now. Did he get a crazy hot chick, as goofy as he looked?
This is also in the 80s when NBA players, they were making good money, but they weren't making like...
Well, that's Haley Duff. No, that's his daughter in the middle. You guys didn't make your way over. The daughter's something else.
I know her. I've done gigs with her on Fox News. She's like a political commentator now.
For real?
Yeah.
Wait, for real?
Wow.
Yeah.
The daughter?
Abby Hornacek, yeah.
The daughter is
Abby Hornacek.
Did you not see this coming when we started talking about Jeff Hornacek?
I forgot until I saw the picture of her. I did know that.
That's
I knew
crazy.
That
just at any point where we're walking to people, you go, oh, no, it's a close personal friend.
she's not a close personal friend. But as soon as I saw her, I remember that that's her daughter.
Oh, yeah.
We summered last year together.
Oh, yeah. I call her the hornet's nest. She'll argue down anything.
She's a political analyst?
I don't remember what she does exactly, but I've done, like, I was on Kennedy's show with her.
She's gorgeous. Mm-hmm. You don't see that.
And her dad will fucking light you up if you go home for Thanksgiving on the court. Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Hey, why don't we go outside and talk? I heard you and Abby are getting pretty serious.
Yo, dude.
Throws the ball at you.
Yo, dude.
You're like, ugh.
Dan, I would body Jeff Hornacek.
No, you wouldn't. Dude, Jeff Hornacek. Jay, you are insane. Jay, I don't even know. I can't.
Yo, Dan, bet me $17,000 I could
buy. I will call Mr. Hornacek myself. Jeff Hornacek, Dan Soder, MTV2's guy code.
Dave's fucking 2 degrees of Kevin Bacon from him.
We leave Skaggs like,
true.
Dave, give me Abby's number.
I could probably make this happen. But I just can't. I can't stand the 2 weeks of Jay being pissed off on podcast.
What,
afterward.
Dude? That's bullshit.
Dave, here I'm
make
just tell
the
you,
call, Dave.
I'm going to tell you right in front of Jay how I'm going to split up the money. We're giving old Hornacek 7 G's to come out here, show up, and embarrass Jay. Me and you were splitting the other 10, 5 and 5. Abby, we'll take out to a nice dinner.
I didn't even say I'd win. I said I would body his ass.
Aww.
Yeah.
Jay, I'm telling you, I'm gonna throw low shoulder into this guy's solar plex, and I'm gonna lay one up.
It'd be great though if he got his hand in your lower back and he goes, "You fucking pussy! I went against Olajuwon once."
And you know what I'll do? You know what I'll do, Dan?
Suck my fucking dick,
Dan. I'll slap his hand away. I'll slap it away.
Mr. Hornacek, if you're out there, I didn't have a dad. Please come help me. Mr. Hornacek, you're my only hope.
Mr. Hornacek, if you're out there,
please come help me. You're my only hope.
That will get back to him. No one's praying to Jeff Hornacek.
Yeah. She goes, she walks in his office and his chair's turned around. He goes, I've seen the video. Tell him I'm in.
Let's do plugs real quick before we move on to the next thing. We'll go around the horn. Dan, plug all your stuffs.
I will be coming up in Toronto, Buffalo, Salt Lake City, also in other places. DanSoder.com for tickets. I love you. I should have done that better.
And also in other places.
Mike, hit him.
I got a new special coming out on YouTube March 24th, produced by Nate Bargatze and 800-pound gorilla.
Directed by Nate Bargatze,
produced
too.
And
dude.
Directed.
Dude, we were all there.
Man, when he was in his director pants with his legs crossed at the knees, looking at a monitor that I swear to God I know for sure he did not know what was going on with those cameras.
I have a picture of it.
He was making choices.
But new special coming out. Mike Vecchione.
New special March 24th. And also, Mike Vecchione Investigates on Gas Digital Network premieres every Wednesday at 6 p.m. now. We moved the date and time not to compete directly with the flagship show on this network.
Smart.
So
SDR show?
Wednesday at 6 p.m., Mike Vecchione Investigates. Also, I have dates in Cleveland, Grand Rapids, Beverly, Massachusetts, which it's outside of Boston, and Side Splitters in Tampa at the end of March.
Very nice.
MikeVecchione.com for dates. Thank you.
Nice. Davey?
I'll be out in Pottstown, Pennsylvania at Soul Joel's, the scene of Jay's crime. I'll be doing some investigating.
It's a new place. It's a new place.
Well, I'm going to stop by the old place. And then while I'm in town, I'm going to do a weekend over at that one. And then I'll be going back to Providence at the Comedy Connection there. Zany's in Chicago. And then Side Splitters as well in Tampa. And a bunch more. Just added Syracuse dates, Albany dates. And then, of course, this summer in August, we're doing the Legion of Skanks theater run in Hampton Woo! Beach, New Hampshire, Boston, and what's the third one? What is that?
Wilburn, Boston, is that what you said?
Yes, the Wilburn, Boston, the one in New Hampshire, and Foxwoods, right. So go grab those ticket links, I believe, are all up. So yep. Go grab tickets for those now. That's going to be live, three nights, three theaters, live Legion of Skanks podcast. We'll do some stand-up on it, too. And I believe, am I right about this, Jay? Do you know, I think the podcasts aren't being put out. So this is like,
we'll probably put together like a best of
We'll do like a best of thing, but if you want to see the whole show, you got to go there. We're going to do cool shit. ComicDaveSmith.com for all my ticket stuff.
Hell yeah. BigJComedy.com for all my dates, everybody. This weekend, if you're listening live, St. Louis. St. Louis Helium. I'm going to be coming there for the second time only, so let's fill that place the fuck up. I just had an amazing time in Nashville. Thank you all so much for coming out. After that, again, all over the road through the summer, some big summer announcements coming up for some stuff I'm doing. That news will be coming soon when they drop the shit. The Bert Kreischer roast, I believe, is coming out very, very soon. OnlyFans television, so look out for that. It was very, very fun. I think I did well. I think I did okay on that. The SDR show right here on the Gas Digital Network, and of course the Bonfire 5 days a week, Faction Talk, Sirius XM 103 with me and my work wife, Dan Soder.
Howdy.
Hey.
Hey, girl.
Oh, hey. Yeah, dude, I'm psyched for those theater runs. It's going to be fun.
I'm looking forward to them. Please buy tickets.
Everybody, please buy tickets. Texas has banned trans athletes from competing in college sports, or they're trying to do that. They've done it.
They can still compete in sports, just in the sport that God wanted them to.
That's right. Get your mussy over there on the basketball court.
This is inevitably going to be Dave playing basketball against a trans woman.
That's going to
be love and basketball.
Yeah, it's going to be pretty embarrassing when some trans woman wrecks me in basketball.
No way, dude.
And I gotta talk like at the end of Ace Ventura, be like, you don't understand.
Okay, you know what? Dave Smith, this is your moment for redemption. Me and you, 2-on-2 against Jeff Hornacek and the trans of your choice, Dan.
I booked this in a nap last week.
And I'm saying we win by 5 or more.
Yeah.
Jay, the trans athlete is going to be awesome, and I'm not going to show up.
Damn it.
You not learned your lesson.
Where are you?
I think I sucked bad enough at sports that I would have gone trans to dominate.
Oh, dude, that would have been cool.
I'm like, cut it and let me rip.
Yeah. Remember you can just so fucking...
I was never going to do much with this dick anyway.
Yeah. Remember you could just ladybugs it and put on a wig and just play on the girls' team?
An easier time.
And no one over questions it. They just go, wow, this new girl is really good.
Rodney Dangerfield was 100% an alcoholic in that movie, right?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Ladybugs.
Did they put him in the movie as like, because that's some crazy shit to dress up a boy as a girl to win a fucking children's soccer league. That's the premise of the movie.
Off camera, I also think he fucked Jack Hay.
Oh, yeah.
Why not?
Yeah. Mary.
Yeah. Hey, Rodney. He's like, hey, get was Jack, over here with your would big you call, fat tits.
Was Jack A a sex symbol, or was she just big tits for little boys to like?
Big tits for little boys.
That's what they were, right? Yeah. She wasn't a sex symbol.
I don't know. Maybe. To some of us.
She was a hot older woman.
Older lady, you thought?
Yeah.
Jack
A. She was on Designing Women, right?
Yeah.
No. No, she wasn't. Jack A was in 227.
Night Court.
In the movie Ladybugs. No, that was Marsha Warfield. Oh. Nobody wanted to fuck her.
That was a bad look on Black History Month.
How dare you? Not me. I'm nailing all of it. Nobody fucked Marsha Warfield, though. Can you type in Google Marsha Warfield sexy? There's no way anything comes up good. It's just going to be her as Roz.
Which, again, to some of us, does
not
it?
Even. Nope. These aren't even real. No. There it is. Yeah. The sexiest she ever was. Looks like the cover for Patrice's Elephant in the Room. Oh, God. Marsha Warfield. What happened? I'd rather fuck Bull. These jokes are killing with a 40-something crowd in the car.
These guys
oh, there it is. Phone. Night Court.
Yeah, you know the new story is it's Judge Harry's daughter. and Dan Fielding has never gotten out of late night public district attorneying.
Again, alcoholic. You have to give these characters fucking make them a McNulty.
Yeah, it's the problem. They don't have them drinking enough. Well, good. Good for you, Texas. Get those chick dudes out of your sports.
The 2-on-2, dude. I want to see the 2-on-2.
Did they have to lose some? Did they have to, like, stop some people from competing and move them over to the girls' team or something? Or the guys' team?
You ever see the video of the chick who's crying about how Leah Thomas has her dick? No. She's like one of his teammates.
Mm-hmm.
She's just crying, and she's like, you don't understand how fucked up this is. She's like, this guy's got a dick. Like, we're all changing together.
Oh, man.
It's just like this chick with a dick there watching me undress the whole time. Like, I'm 19. Like, what the fuck are you doing to me?
I asked her if my clit was too big, and then I showed it to her. I didn't know there was a dick swinging between those legs.
Sweet Lord.
That's hilarious. Really? They're just all pissed off.
Well, it's one chick who's crying, talking.
First
about
of all, how about instead of crying, well, maybe, I don't know, look at her face and see that it's a guy that you shouldn't chew your pussy in front of?
No, I think her point was that, like, they have to. Like, they're teammates. They have to share a locker room together.
No, I know, but how did she not know it was a trans?
No, she knew.
She was just like, it sucked that I had to.
She's like, yeah, she's
just
saying.
I thought she was discovering now that, oh, my God, I can't believe I showed my pussy 1,000 times.
Well, you thought it was like crying game?
Yeah. She was like showering. Why did I over and over show my pussy to this guy, girl?
Oh, I insisted on it. I insisted on it several times.
She even said, I don't want to see it. I said, no, look deep into it.
Oh, no, it's okay. I don't need to do that.
I made her finger it and ask it if yours feels like this inside.
Does yours have a tag?
Do you have a skin tag inside of yours? Mine's probably because I'm a guy. Yeah, do you have a skin tag? Well, you can call it that. Damn, so she swam with cock, huh? I didn't even know that.
Yeah.
I didn't know it was
and
cock.
One? That's almost impressive. That's weighing her down.
Oh,
that's
yeah. It's definitely, it's got to be a disadvantage.
Aerodynamics
swimming.
Doesn't
swimming
match
Swimming with
up
a
on
penis?
That.
Yeah.
I think that helps with as an extra flipper.
It's true. Well, yeah, the balls just slice through that water.
Yes.
And Dan, I have a bad feeling you're going to accidentally end up holding up a swastika.
No. No, this yeah. already, this, by the way, the rule book already looks troublesome. The rule book looks like. It looks like this is a tattoo.
Breathe, oh, is you there?
I'm sorry. That's actually not the rule book. The game comes with a manifesto. Yeah.
Just read this. It's got some good ideas in here.
She goes,
you'll right. understand why things are the way they are.
If we weed out the weak and the retards, we really would be better as a people.
Wait, the foreword is by Kanye.
It is just...
Yo, fam, first things first, Secret Hitler is the motherfucker.
It's your dopest game ever.
Oh, dude, who gets the chancellor fucking...
Oh, who's dude, I want to be the shoe.
Who's the chancellor of fucking Legion of Skanks?
Dude, I want to be the Nazi boot.
These are pretty cool.
Thank you.
Dude, I want to get into this, guys. I just think I found a new pastime for Mike and I. We used to do puzzles. Now we're going to play Hitler.
Dude, if you guys, can you please film yourselves playing? I know you guys on Tuesdays have brunch together.
Yeah, we have our old man breakfast.
Can you guys play just a nice little quick round of Secret Hitler at brunch? See if anybody says anything.
I got dice. I'm like, what's that?
And you guys are still like neighbors. Like you live in the same area, right?
Yeah. Of all
like,
times.
You really, it almost seems like after 15 years of being roommates, you were like, all right, we'll move out. But here's the deal. All right. Same block. We'll move to the same block.
It's called a distance clause.
Can't break the cord.
Yeah.
Oh, dude, this is going to go great. Of all days to pick your brunch to have at Einstein Bagel Brothers, though.
I go, that guy's weird. That guy said there's no more lemonade when I can clearly see there's a lot more lemonade.
Sorry, fellas, but you're making people uncomfortable with your game.
Also, you're cheering at the wrong points.
Yeah, he's the boot. You're the swastika, the beep and the boop and the...
What are you...
My Jackie Mason, everybody. Not bad. Not bad at all. Well, yeah, I think that, I mean, I don't know. No reason getting a political discussion over should dudes with tits compete in girl sports.
Yeah, no, we don't need to weigh in on that ridiculousness.
Yeah.
Dave,
I think we all agree here. They should be able to do whatever they want. They're beautiful.
What?
Dan, I think I speak for Dan when I say, let more men compete in female sports.
Fuck yeah, dude. Mix it up.
Finally, a dunk. When they announced in the dunk contest, Lisa Leslie, the first woman to dunk in an NBA game, dude, people almost like started like hailing her. It's unbelievable. There's been, I tell you, there's that commercial for the WNBA that says like, oh yeah, we dunk now. And it just shows every dunk that's ever happened in the WNBA in one commercial.
Dude, one of my...
two of them?
One of my friends...
yeah, two of them. All slow-mo. It takes forever to get there.
One of my friends...
It's like by the fourth dunk, you're like, that's a different angle of the same dunk.
You guys are just showing me that first dunk again. In middle school, my friend got this teacher who is the women's basketball coach, or the girls' basketball coach. He got him so fired up, just talking shit, that he got him to like get mad in a serious way. And he went... It's one of the purest forms of the game, like that. And then we all laughed at
girls
him.
Basketball.
Yeah, it was like me and four of my friends laughed at him in a way that I was like, "Damn, that guy, fuck, I think we broke."
Nah, that's what you make somebody break when they just yell something out.
Yeah, he says,
"You guys aren't even that funny."
Yeah, that's exactly what it was. He was just mad like that. He goes, "It's one of the purest forms of the game," and you're like, "You couldn't be fucking serious, dude." Yeah. We were in seventh grade. We're like, "Are you serious?"
That's the Jay wipes his ass till it bleeds story.
Yeah.
My ex-girlfriend just blurted out because I was shitting on her in front of all Kurt Metzger and all of his friends.
Like, yeah.
She's dumb, right? Yeah. Jay wipes his ass till it bleeds. And everyone just dropped their forks at Olive Garden.
And look, looking back at it all these years later, she was dumb. And you do wipe your ass till it bleeds. So no one was lying.
Not anymore. Dan Soder, and I get a little emotional when I bring this up. Dan Soder about 3 years ago. Talk to me about instead of standing up to wipe my ass,
which is insane,
lifting a cheek while you're sitting down.
I know the story. It's insane that you needed Dan Soder as an adult to explain this to you.
You mushed your shit.
I like to close the sandwich first. I didn't think that's what I was doing, but yeah, it's been a real turnaround for me. It's a big thing.
And now your butt doesn't bleed anymore?
I haven't seen blood on
what's
a piece
going on
of paper
downstairs, dude. It sounds like there's a fucking riot going on in this place.
Is Josh here for a goddamn comedy jam downstairs?
I got him in the song and they all went crazy.
Do hast, bitch.
He turned frantic into the jam. It's fucking chaos.
I think the Canadian who murdered the guy on the train just went on.
Yeah. Everyone's freaking out. He's got a hostage.
Yeah. Let me do five.
How could you not give him a guest spot?
Hey guys, real quick, let's talk about one of our awesome sponsors here. And man, I'm going to need these guys big soon. I'm going to try to quit smoking, Dave, I promise. And Zippix is going to help me do it. I know it. I love having long sticks in my mouth. And Zippix satiates that. And it's got nicotine all over it inside of it.
Yeah.
Which means you get that same kind of buzz, which will help the cravings. I'm looking forward to it. Six awesome flavors. We've been talking about Zippix for a while now. If you're just trying to kick the smoking habit, or if you just want to have that for things where you can't smoke at work and stuff, you can do it anywhere you don't, where you're not allowed to smoke. You can do it at work, I guess. Airplanes, first class, jet setting on a yacht, for instance. common guy shit. And they cost a ton less than cigarettes, so you can put that money aside for your yacht. You said it, Dave. Go to Zippix Toothpicks right now. ZippixToothpicks.com. Z-I-P-P-I-X Toothpicks.com. Use the promo code LOS10 and you're going to get 10% off your order. 10% off toothpicks is probably like $1 billion. 10% off, everybody. LOS10 over at ZippixToothpicks.com. ZippixToothpicks.com. All right, let's get back into it.
Can we do this story, Jay? There's a Wisconsin woman who was accused of decapitating her lover, randomly attacks her own lawyer in court.
Random's a weird wording there. It seems like that seems to be her MO.
No, they're saying she did it like random, the guy. She did it randomly.
Oh.
She just attacked him.
No, like, you know, random, Mark Random?
Oh, yeah.
She did
it
in a random type way.
Oh, dude, I was going through internet bombs this weekend on YouTube and the Mark Random fighting with the girls.
That's how we originally found Random.
What a juicy one.
It was a fun one.
You're all cunts and you don't own the world and you should all be raped. Good night. It was fucking crazy.
Wow. Jay's taken all the art out of it, but that was the nuts and the bolts of what he said. I mean,
yeah, soup to nuts, that's essentially what it was.
Can we see the video of this chick?
So this article is...
Sorry, you read this?
Yeah, I did.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Dude, look at her going right after.
He's like, you're still a woman.
So he tried to, what he did was he delayed the trial. He delayed the trial. She wanted it. She wanted the trial to go faster.
It looked like the cop was trying to fuck her.
Yeah.
That's his own. That's her own attorney. Asked for a delay, and she flipped out on him. She's also on meth.
She decapitated her husband.
Wait, she's on meth in jail.
She was on meth because she decapitated her husband, and then she did things with the body. Pretty
hot. Right. That's not bad.
She did things with the body after he was decapitated.
What? She like take pictures with it and shit?
No. She kept having sex
with the dead body.
With the decapitated body. Respect.
I'm pretty sure she cut his penis off too. No.
So how is this
work? That's
wow.
After the fact.
I don't know when Legion of Skanks became the kink shaming show, but okay. All right. Is that the route we're going to take? Then okay.
But how did the guy kept a boner without a head?
I don't know how.
Because that's kind of impressive.
It didn't say it was Christian sex that was happening. It just said she kept going. She kept going.
You think she kept sucking him off and complaining that he wasn't getting hard?
And then, of course, put it.
Oh, are you drunk again?
She did cut off his dick, Alex. She stuffed his head and penis into a bucket. Mm-hmm. And it put it in a crock pot.
Okay.
And left him for his mom to find.
Okay.
All right.
That's well, did she leave it on low? The key is you got to leave it on low.
she just falls right off the bone, right?
A part of her was that? Like, she goes, I did it so she didn't have to cook when she got home. Wow. She
says to the cops, have fun trying to find all the organs. She taunted the cops as they
arrested
her?
Yeah.
Really? So, and why is she mad that the trial's being delayed? He's like, it's going to take some time
to
get this
defense
together.
She has a right to a speedy trial. She has a right to a speedy trial, David.
That is true.
God damn it. Mike does defend the rights.
Mike, are you writing her letters in jail? Why are you so passionate about
that? That's whose head she cut off?
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
That's the guy?
Yeah.
By the way, it looks like they just put it back on his body. It looks like that looks like that's the expression of head cut off. No, are you going to whoop?
No, wait. Bring up their picture side by side. That's fucking insane.
Yeah.
Because he probably at first was like,
she's like, hey, little white homie, I'm going to live at your house. I fuck with a knife.
I keep calling you little puppet because I'm going to turn you into a puppet. I'm going to cut you up, fool.
I tell your madre I'm going to cut your fucking head off, and she just says it's nice to have you around.
It's just nice to be wanted. Look at that, dude. Okay.
How do you think it was going to end? Boy meets girl. Girl cuts off guy's head. Girl continues to fuck guy.
Dude,
girl punches lawyer.
You got to think, this guy had so much going on.
What is it, Billy Crystal movie?
He's pretty psyched because he just got his TV put up in his bathroom.
That is pretty sick.
He looks like an elf.
He really does not. He goes, wow, I can't believe this girl likes me.
She let me touch her boobs. Dude, that woman.
He's got a big nose.
So she cut off his head, dick. This is the guy that she cut off the head and dick of. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Damn. Yeah.
She has such a big nose and she has such a tiny nose.
Yeah, he looks. Yeah.
He's such a quirky dude. Like his friends, is there a news report of his friend? They must be devastated.
Yeah.
They're like,
how do the other woodland creatures feel?
They're like, Goofy Tim? Oh, man.
He looks like a cartoon squirrel.
He looks so friendly.
Yeah. What if he was just a mean son of a bitch?
Probably.
He's like, you stupid bitch, I'm going to shit on your chest. Yeah. Like,
I hit the bitch if the weather's bad.
Yeah. That's fucking
wild. I don't give a fuck.
She kept fucking the corpse?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess so.
That's what Mike says. Mike did a deep dive on this thing, apparently.
That's a good way to plead insanity, just to attack your own lawyer.
Yeah, and also fucking the corpse. Like if you're gonna kill someone, do a lot of weird shit after. If you're thinking ahead,
you do a crime of passion. You go, just give me like 20 minutes. I gotta like fuck with this corpse a little bit. I'm gonna get out of this thing. I gotta put stuff up. Spot.
Okay, and then I do want to hit this one if we get a chance. This one piqued my interest.
Oh yeah. Okay.
A 22-year-old coach has been fired after posing as a 13-year-old in a junior varsity basketball game.
Oh,
that's awesome.
It's a girl, right? It's a girl.
Yeah.
It's a chick?
Yeah. This is like Ladybugs.
It's a woman coach.
Well,
this is like Ladybugs.
Is there a video of her wrecking shop?
There's video of her at the free throw line.
Just nice as shit, huh?
Yeah. Well, does anyone
have ovulating.
Does anyone have her stat line for the game?
Is she 55?
No, oh, that's right. She's 22.
Yeah,
she's
celebrating. That's hilarious. Oh, dude, that's hilarious.
And she's one like, you children.
Oh, bitch, I'm bloodier than your first period. And she's like, hey.
That is just so funny. To just not only be playing with 13-year-olds and be like, and one.
She's like, that's how I got that deep throat. Yeah. You guys know what deep throat is, right?
I'm going to drive home.
Like, the best thing is this isn't even a varsity game.
She's got
game.
Her own rebound
this is a junior.
Throw?
This is a junior varsity game.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's no varsity? Stakes. It's junior varsity.
No one's there.
Yeah, it's like 1 p.m. on a Saturday.
There's three people in the bleachers.
Dude, the thought that she goes out to a bar to drink after this, and she's like, so I was down at Central just giving them the old razzle-dazzle.
She's like, last week, fucked rounds, got a triple-double.
I'm going to legally fuck the referee after this game.
I'm fucking my coach. Why wouldn't I?
I'm going to suck that ref's dick if he's at the TGI Fridays after this game.
The other girls on the team have to be so annoyed by that.
Which one of them snitched, do you think?
All of them. Whoever. I guess. that's fucking wild.
22 years old, and she... was posing as a middle school?
She's got a lot of growing up to do. I agree.
Absolutely.
Well, it's not a middle school. It'd be like a ninth grader, I think. JV.
Yeah,
right?
JV. So, JV, ninth, tenth grade.
They should have to do a year of mandatory posing as a child.
The rest of the year? Predators.
Yeah, to get out of it.
It's funny when they figure that out and she gets fired from being, their coach? That's what she was. Yeah. She was the coach and just went in. So she gets fired for being the coach. And
wait, what?
There was a part of her who was like, I was thinking I'd get like a suspension, but you know, that's a fireable offense.
Wait, she was the coach of that team?
Yeah.
And
then just subbed herself in?
She was like, she showed up and she was like, you're fired. She goes, I was actually thinking I was probably going to be looking at a D1 full ride.
They go, how did you find me out? They go, you didn't have a coach for the game. So we saw you calling all the plays. I mean,
you're a teacher at the school.
I saw your C-section scar when you shot that layup.
So you're telling me I'm not going to be dressing for varsity. Dude, didn't even get to varsity.
But yeah, they Rudy and they all come in, they lay their jerseys down until they agree to let coach play.
Yeah. She can't. She's 22.
I want to hear this one. We'll do this last story here. I think this is great. The man looking at the search history of the guy accused of killing his wife. I always love these. Just a guy who's old enough to not understand technology. And I'm just like, you can look at my... But I deleted my search history.
Oh, my God.
It's one of these. It's always where it's like, they're like... He goes, what if your wife gets too fat and you want to kill her? It's like it's all written in purple. What if your wife's too fat and you want to kill her because she's in the way of you trying to get new pussy? People have asked...
Yeah, I mean, they do this guy fucking hilarious where they just read it out in front of everybody in court.
Like, you're not even smart enough to, go use the computer.
It looks like Fat Ralph.
Library. Go to a library.
Go to a hotel, an internet cafe, something.
Is that Ralph, dude? Does he have, prosthetic cheeks on?
That might be Ralph.
Are as follows. Keep in mind that the defendant said he left at 6 a.m. At 4:55 a.m. on January 1st, he searched how long before a body starts to smell.
I mean, that's the funniest way to start that off.
And he just has this fucking, this moment, Chris D'Elia finding out Snapchats can be saved.
Which is, by the way,
it's just like, wait, you figured this out? You know my Google history?
Yeah, he's like, why? How did you know I wrote that?
He's like, is that even legal to go do that?
Yeah.
Are you allowed to do that?
4:58 a.m., how to stop a body from decomposing. At 5:20 a.m., he searched how to embalm a body. At 5:47 a.m.,
he shook his head like, fuck, I did. I did.
I was watching a true crime documentary.
Oh, fuck.
Nice house, though.
Dispose of a dead body if you really need to. At 6:25.
If you really need to, it's hilarious.
Look, I don't recommend doing it.
Yeah.
But let's say you feel you must dispose of a body.
If you've ran out of all other options.
Boric acid.
First, how long for someone to be missing to inherit? At 6:34 a.m. on the 1st, can you throw away body parts? At 9:29 a.m., what does formaldehyde do? At 9:34
is prison all that bad?
On 1st, how long does DNA last?
10:40. Do chicks find it hot when a guy kills his wife?
How long after your wife dies where you could try to get pussy again and her family doesn't get all shitty about it?
Is it bad to fuck with the body in the house? 747. Damn, this guy fucked himself.
At 9:59 a.m., can identification be made on partial remains? At 11:30 a.m.
I don't know if you've ever seen Ralph's twin brother, but this should be his twin brother.
Dismemberment and the best ways to dispose of a body. At 11:44, how to clean blood.
At 11:46 a.m., why is the Gas Digital Network website so shitty? Yeah. That was, you know what? We didn't mean to put that into the court. That was just a separate search. That doesn't pertain to the murder.
So one of my favorite parts of this story is that he was seen pushing a cart at Home Depot with goggles, brushes, a hatchet, a mop, and all like those
paintball.
He was caught on surveillance video rolling that stuff out of Home Depot like hours after her murder.
It's hilarious.
It's amazing to think you could get away with a murder being that sloppy about it and
just
not
put it
like
in a crock
no.
pot. Yeah, just really. Crock pot.
You're getting arrested either way. At least make it a nice little number about it.
Yeah, she had a little flair. She put some pizzazz on it. She had fun with the body.
She put a little sizzle on it. This guy just did the old-fashioned
horse
shit. How
is this guy smart enough to afford that house and not smart enough to know that his Google search is going to come up?
Where did this happen?
I don't know. It's pretty nice. It's a pretty nice house, I think, right?
It's a big house.
Yeah. But that's
do you think if you were
200K in like a Wisconsin or something.
Do you think if you were in jail with him, you'd come out of it being like, actually, you should hear his side because it does make sense.
Yeah.
He's a good dude, and she pushed him.
Yeah, it'd be funny. He goes, why don't you look at her search history? It's like, what do you do if your husband's a pussy? Hey, you think your husband's a queef? Can you fuck other guys? What? It's in Boston.
Oh, yeah.
Those cocksuckers?
Should have told by the fucking court's accent.
You fucking cocksuckers. Well, Lewis, we will have Lewis back on our pre-record this week, right? And then he'll be back. We'll all three of us be back next week. I want to thank you so much, Dan Soder, Mike Vecchione.
Thanks for having me on.
Thank you for being here.
Thank you.
Lewis, we miss you, buddy. And we will catch you next time, everybody, on Legion of Skanks. Until then, peace.
Bye.
You've been listening to the Legion of Skanks podcast with Big J. Okerson.
A lazy-eyed albino.
Cry for me. Come on. Cry.
I'm a shepherd of shitheads.
Luis Gomez.
Luis J. Gomez, you motherfucker.
Luis J. Gomez.
If you look at me, I'm going to break your fucking jaw. I want to punch you in your fucking nose. May I punch up my magic in his fucking head.
And comedian Dave Smith.
Fuck you, I ain't got jokes.
I feel like if I wanted to be gay.
Fucking stick your fist up your ass. You have lube.
The Legion of Skanks podcast.
Yo, ding dong. We're done here. Time to go.